स्टूडेंट, दिस इज डॉक्टर मोहम्मद फिरोज आलम, डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ इंग्लिश, बीएन कॉलेज. माय डियर स्टूडेंट, टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट वेस्ट विंड, द पोएम विच इज रिटन बाय पीबी शेली. द पोएट इज डायरेक्टिंग हिज स्पीच टू द विंड ऑन ऑल दैट इट हैज द पावर टू डू एज इट टेक्स चार्ज of the rest of nature and blow across the earth and through the seasons, able both to preserve and to destroy all in its path. The wind takes control over clouds, seas, weather and more. The poet offers that the wind over the Mediterranean Sea was an inspiration for the poem. Recognizing its power, the wind becomes a metaphor for nature's awe-inspiring spirit. By the final stanza, the speaker has come to terms with the wind's power over him, and he requests inspiration and subjectivity. He looks to nature's power to assist him in his work of poetry, and prays that the wind will deliver his words across the land and through time, and as it does with all other objects in nature. Keeping in mind that this is an ode, a choral celebration, the tone of the speaker understandably includes excitement, pleasure, joy and hope. P.B. Shelley draws a parallel between the seasonal cycles of the wind and that of his ever-changing spirit. Here, nature in the form of the wind is presented according to Abrahams as the outer correspondent to an inner change from apathy to spiritual vitality, and from imaginative sterility to a burst of creative power. My dear student, thematically then, this poem is about the inspiration P.B. Shelley draws from nature. The breath of a termed being is Shelley's atheistic version of the Christian Holy Spirit. Instead of relying on traditional religion, Shelley focuses his praise around the wind's role in the various cycles in nature: death, regeneration, preservation, and destruction. The speaker begins by praising the wind using anthropomorphic techniques, wintry bird, chariots, corpses, and clarions, to personalize the great natural spirit in hopes that it will somehow heed his plea. The speaker is aware of his own mortality and the immortality of his subject. This drives him to beg that he too can be inspired and carried through land and time. Here, my dear student, I would like to conclude. Ultimately, the poet is thankful for the inspiration he is able to draw from nature's spirit, and he hopes that it will also be the same spirit that carries his words across the land, where he also can be a source of inspiration. Thank you very much.